This episode of LMPF is brought to you by A Modern Profession. Visit amodernprofession.com for more amazing San Diego podcasts, and also visit all of our social media sites. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope at LMPF Podcast. Follow us on Facebook at Life Moves Pretty Fast, or you can email us the old-fashioned way at lmpfpodcast@gmail.com. We're tired of saying it. If you can't find us now, it's on you. Now buckle up, kids. It's time for another episode of Life Moves Pretty Fast.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while. You could miss it.
I got a pen. I got an apple.
Apple pen. That's a thing.
That is a thing. That is a song. That is a song. And it is sweeping the nation. It is sweeping
the nation. If you haven't seen the pen, pineapple, apple pen yet, do yourself a favor.
Turn this podcast off.
Get the flu. And watch it. And it'll be the best thing you've ever seen.
As you're vomiting.
No vomit. And I did not shit my pants. Thank you very much.
Oh, you got to hear that.
Our entire audience of 10 that I needed to change my shorts and I didn't. Oh.
Yes, but I'm back, you baby. Shit your pants in a dry heave. That's how you're going to shit your pants if you have the flu.
Is by dry heaving?
Yeah. And if you're going to shit your pants as an adult, that's probably the easiest way to shit your pants.
That's if you're going to list them, that would be the easiest one.
That'll be up. That's number one. Close second.
Number two.
Matador burrito.
Sure.
Close second. No, I don't.
No,
I don't.
I work at 7, so if you got one, I could call out. She's like, hey, Matador burrito.
They'd oh, be like, got we it. Understand. Yep. Got it. Yep. That's probably the best excuse to actually get out of work. Diarrhea and pink eye. I've used both of those. You can't really use pink eye that much, yeah, because you obviously they're gonna need to see your red eye.
It's your one get out of jail free card.
Yeah,
because
nobody will have you come in with pink eye.
But if you say Friday,
I have diarrhea, nobody wants you anywhere near work,
and there will be no follow-up questions.
No, it's just got it.
Yep.
If you say like my stomach hurts or I have a fever, and they're like, well, what's your temperature? It's like, oh, it's like 101.8, and it's like, that's not that bad, you can probably come in and do some work.
But if you say it's coming out of both ends,
right,
no one's gonna question you.
No.
At all. So, hey, anyway.
All right, everyone.
This has been Poop Talk. Life moves pretty fast. Hey, cheers, buddy. I'm glad to be
cheers,
back.
Cheers, fella.
Thanks for holding down the fort for me while I was dry heaving and pooping.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Glad to have you back. Glad you're feeling better.
Yeah. Yeah. I did enjoy your three solo episodes, but we're putting the band back together.
Yes, we are.
A lot of people think that
this is going to be our stairway to heaven. This is going to be our free bird.
This is going to be it right here. The kids were concerned. The kids that listened to us, all of them, you know, just the world was concerned. And I thank you everybody for reaching out with your thank you cards and your flowers,
thoughts and prayers,
donations made to
his GoFundMe for new Mike's underwear,
hospital for the sick.
That's just a hospital.
Oh, no wonder my name wasn't up there yet. It said like Kaiser or something.
We'll send you all pictures of your donor plaques.
Yeah.
So, all right, everyone, welcome to Life Moves Pretty Fast. I am BJ McGivley.
Yeah, I'm Mike.
We were doing so well. I was so excited to do the actual intro for our show, and you just ruined it.
Let's do it again.
All right, everyone, welcome to Life Moves Pretty Fast. I am BJ McGivley.
Mike Besson.
Okay, we're going to go. That's, damn it. We're gonna cut this. Like I said before, I'm glad you're feeling better. I'm glad that you're back up
here. Thank you again for holding things down. And
you got it.
Keeping our show in people's phones.
That's
man.
What happens when roommates go out of town. I sat in my kitchen for 3 hours and just talked.
Except this time you recorded it.
Yes. Right.
There it is.
Yeah.
Because normally you just pace around this hardwood floor just talking.
Mumbling like Rain Man.
Well, that's what happens when you quit smoking, too, is that...
Right, that's going to annoy me. I got to fix that.
Let's turn that off, because I keep thinking my phone is happening. Actually, I wonder how often that happens where Like the phone will ding and people think that's their phone and they look
down. That's happened to me during during editing.
Where you hear it on the podcast and you think it's your own phone.
I thought it was my own phone.
And then you get disappointed because nobody talks to you. Sorry, buddy. This went dark.
That got sour. That got pretty sour pretty quick. Like I'm not having a fucking bad enough day.
It's a good day.
It is a good day.
It's a good day. It was and I'll tell you why. I got my iPhone 7 Plus today.
Okay.
And so let's talk about that for the day.
Let's do it.
No, is it worth it? It is worth it, but we don't need to talk about that.
Okay.
It's just another Apple. Today, dude, we ran here to record. We sprinted.
Yeah.
You trotted.
I tried.
I galloped.
Yeah,
that makes sense. As a sprint to come record because today was your very last day at Pets Rule.
Today was it, man. That was it. I was done.
I was there.
You were there?
We have a studio audience.
We do have a studio audience.
And they were there.
We got Timmy Boy Roberts.
They're clapping you in.
We got Timmy Boy Roberts, John Cross, Juice.
Juice, thanks for showing up.
Juice is here. They're all eating their chicken fried rice on the couch.
Tim cooked chicken fried rice for everybody. And we're watching TV because you guys finally got some TV.
Right.
But we did watch your last show today.
Yeah, it was fun.
All last week you talked kind of about, you know, your feelings going into it, your thoughts and your stories about getting into the business.
Right.
Now you're not obviously out of the business.
No.
But you're gone from, you're wearing a logo that says Joel Slavin's Professional Animals on your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That's no more. That's in your
past.
That
is no more.
That's now on your resume.
Yeah.
So.
That is now officially in my past.
How you feeling? The kids want to know.
Good. I feel good, actually. Today was a really fun day. And it was funny that you texted me earlier today, like, have a good last day. My only advice to you is, like, what'd you say? Like, don't. You didn't say don't do a lot of work, but you're like, don't stress out over shit.
Don't push
it.
Don't try to, you know, I've had a few last days with animals, dolphins, sea lions, otters, and you just, I didn't want to push it. I didn't want to be in the mindset of this will be the last time I do this, and this will be the last time I do this.
Right.
Instead, I kind of celebrated, like, I get to work with this guy one more time, and this guy one more time, and.
I was a little bit of both of that.
Yeah. Oh, there's
like during the first show, I was like excited. I was just like excited and just like having
fun.
You had
two shows today?
I had two shows today. And then the second show, I would start to look at it and just be like, okay, like one more time.
Yeah.
So that was when it got sad.
And
yeah.
What I've been away. When I left Sea Lion, that was kind of an emotional experience for me.
Sure. Yeah. I went to that one.
You were there. Thank you for coming.
Mm-hmm. Thoughts and prayers.
Thanks. Thoughts
and prayers. What is that from?
Thoughts and prayers. Well, everybody just offers their own thoughts. Thoughts and prayers.
They like, say with like a deep voice, like thoughts and prayers go out to the family.
Prayers go to the victims. Thoughts and prayers don't do anything.
It's a comedian's bit. It is a comedian's bit.
But anyway, it was I will remember my last show, but that's not going to be the end all be all of my career.
Yeah,
if
of course not.
If I had a bad last show, it wouldn't have made the previous 6 years.
Well, we almost did, Mike.
And we almost did. Let's take you back, everybody, to 2:45. As at the dogs that
everything,
started,
everything,
and there were no dogs.
Everything was going wrong the first part of this show. And I was just in the back just going, like, just hearing it over the speaker. I'm just going, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Well, things don't go wrong until all of your friends and family are in the audience.
Oh, of course. And there were a lot of you guys. I was like super, it felt really nice to have everybody there.
I was stoked to see a big crowd for you too.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool. And we were loud.
You were loud.
Obnoxious.
You were.
And we were yelling the real names of the animals.
Were you really?
We were. Well, the girl sitting next to me, I don't know, do you want to, can we say her name?
Sure.
Jessie was sitting next to me and she was just oohing and awing over the animals' real names, and it was entertaining. It was a show within a show.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Yeah,
but it was fun. And I think for what it was very successful.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I wanted.
You
that's
you
not
were
mine.
Supposed to turn that off.
That's not mine.
Oh, John. I lied to you. It is mine. Stand by. It is actually as we. Off. Well, clearly it's not off.
The
phone has just been thrown 20 feet away from the microphones.
Do not disturb. Biz is back in the treehouse. We're not fucking around here.
Is that where you silence all your women too? You just throw them in your bedroom?
Yeah, that'll keep them real quiet.
Just be like, hey, listen, lady. You gotta keep it down. I'm trying to record out here.
Yeah, otherwise.
How many you got in there right now?
I'll just put the lotion on his skin. What were we saying? Oh, yeah. So, anyway, the last day was good.
So, the gun goes off. The show starts.
Yeah.
No animals. Your thoughts at this point are, F.
I wasn't upset. I was in my own zone, in my own world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I started, like, crying a little bit before the show even started. So, I was in my own world.
I saw you backstage.
I was in my own world.
You were a little emotional.
I was.
You were preoccupied.
It was tense.
Well, and I've been there. I think we've all been there in a situation where you might feel yourself getting a bit emotional, and you know, it's a life changing event for you today.
Sure, yeah.
And you know, you mentioned in your solo shows that this show and Joel got you on the right path.
Oh, absolutely.
And you're walking away from that,
mm-hmm.
by your own volition,
right?
Which is awesome,
mm-hmm.
but it's got to be emotional.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely it is. And like I said in the other podcast, like it's just an animal thing. I love the people that I work with, but it's mainly just an animal thing. And
we could work with people, but we choose to work with animals because they're better than people.
Because they're much better than people.
They're so much better than people.
Yeah.
You hear that, Tim? You suck, actually.
Yeah, that's why he's putting on his little jellyfish thing at SeaWorld this summer.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
Well, then we're not going to get into that. We're going to piss Tim off.
Yeah, he's gonna turn more red than he already is.
Right. So everything went well. I got to do my Frisbee dogs one last time and do my agility dogs, and I got to do everything I wanted to do, and that's pretty much.
Now, the whole show, I was watching you. I was taking pictures,
mm-hmm.
like I do, from
right.
a distance.
Right, in a tree.
In a tree.
Pantsless.
Well, I'm pants
with
now.
One hand.
They make those cameras really good now. You can work them with one hand. I didn't.
You ever try to jerk off with a selfie stick?
The first time, yes. The first time, I saw you on stage. You kind of looked like you're just going through the motions. Here we go. We're doing another.
Right.
You did the competition first.
Yeah, the agility.
First segment. It just kind of felt very normal. I didn't really see you get choked up until the Frisbee segment.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, I don't know, for training Frisbee dogs, that's where, like, my bread and butter came from working here. That's where, like, I made my name, because the Frisbee segment wasn't very good before I got there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I watched it, and I spent, not exaggerating one bit, over 100 hours of YouTube videos on Frisbee dogs, on training, watching people's different routines, coming up with stuff that I liked, and then figuring out how to train it. So I kind of completely redid and like renovated the entire Frisbee segment.
Is there a certain breed that's better than another?
Yeah.
For Frisbee dogs?
Sure.
What are good
Frisbee dogs? The best breeds, I would say Border Collies, Heelers, McNab Shepherds. I've seen some pretty good Australian Shepherds. Any kind of herding dog. Herding dogs are usually good.
Rottweilers.
I've seen little rat terriers and like Jack Russells do
it.
Yeah, they're actually pretty good.
Jack Russells, I bet, would be pretty good.
Yeah. But yeah, there's definitely specific breeds that are better. So I just found the dogs and just decided to wipe the slate clean and put in whatever I wanted. And I got the blessing from Joel, and I was like, I think I can do this 10 times better.
Yeah.
And he said, go for it, buddy, whatever you want to do. So it was cool because I got to be creative. I got to come up with everything. I got to figure out how I wanted to train it. So it was just all, I don't want to say it like it's, oh, it was all me, but it was, the whole process was all.
It was all you. I'm going to say it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll go with that.
When we had Joel in here, he was sitting in that chair.
Right.
Did you have any idea when Joel was here that you were leaning towards
leaving?
Because I don't think I knew.
Because
at that
did.
Point you were going to Dallas. Like, you should be in Dallas right now, right?
Oh yeah, I should. The show in Dallas just opened today, so I should have been there 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that's when they just posted the job
mm-hmm.
that I got. So I applied for it, but I didn't actually tell him or tell anyone that I was actually interviewing, because I had to go through like 3 different interviews to get it.
Yeah. You told me you told him that you were leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And he was disappointed, right? Not angry.
I think his initial reaction was a little bit of anger, because I did kind of fuck him over a little bit with going to Dallas.
Right.
Because I told him 8 days before I was supposed to go, so they had to kind of redo stuff. And they fixed it, and everything's fine. But I think that just initially he was, yeah, disappointed is probably the best way.
And then you guys said you had a talk after.
We
that,
did. We had an amazing talk.
I haven't asked you about details, because I'd like to hear it here, if that's okay.
What did
you guys talk about? Your boss that brought you out of your mom's basement, pretty much.
Right.
And created the man that's in front of me.
Right.
So
why are you using air quotes when you say that, Mike? No, so I sat down with him and had a really, really, really good talk, like an hour long. And it was just, you know, basically I just told him, you know, kind of what you said about how what he did for me, and, you know, that it wasn't an easy decision to make, that I love this job, but I need to, I'm 34 years old. I got to look for, you know, better opportunities for my future. I mean, I could stay and do that, but no one wants to see a 40-year-old guy, 50-year-old guy out there throwing frisbees on stage. So I need to secure a future. So working for the San Diego Safari Park will put me in a union. It'll give me better benefits. It'll give me a better retirement plan. It'll give me everything I need to actually be able to start saving and start fixing my retirement.
Which is huge, because, I mean, a lot of people who listen to the show are our buddies.
Mm-hmm.
But those who may not be our buddies, this job does not pay well. We are certainly not in it for any financial gain at all. I mean, my vehicle is almost 20 years old, and I'm keeping it. Not, I mean, it runs well, but I'm keeping it because I can't afford anything new.
But you're waiting for the day when your car is going to take a shit.
That's going to be a bad day.
That was one of the main things that was my argument, was that, you know, most of the time I have very little, if not no money in my savings account.
It's check to check.
Yeah, and it is check to check. Yeah. So if I just always use this as an excuse, like if my car just took a shit, I would be devastated.
Yeah.
Financially.
Yeah. I mean, I have a bike. I've got a pretty good bike, and I don't live that far away from work, but I've also got a toddler.
Right. Yeah. You can't.
I'm going to get him around.
You can't throw him in the basket like E.T. and.
Oh, dude. That would be awesome.
Maybe you can.
What if we did that? Halloween's coming.
You have Resby E.T. and sit in the basket, and you be Elliot?
Elliot.
But Elliot. You have to paint your son like E.T. looks when he's dying in the creek.
Done. Yeah. Give me a picture.
Good little sidetrack.
Tangent.
Yeah. I talked with Joel, and, you know, I just told him how much I appreciated him for every opportunity he's given me. He thanked me for all the work I did over the years, and it just ended really nice in the sense that I said, you know, I want to be able to, if I ever need anything, you know, I want to be able to call you. And if you ever need anything that I can help you out with, you know, if something happens and I have time to be able to come in and help out, whether it's just coming in and cleaning or whatever, you know, you can call me. And he goes, buddy, he goes, you better stay in touch with me. He goes, I'm not your boss anymore, but now I'm your friend and I want to stay in touch
with
you.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it ended very well. Ended with a hug and an I love you, man. And yeah.
I mean, yeah, I never worked with Joel. But when, you know, when he sat in here with us, I mean, he just seemed like just a really cool guy. I mean, he is.
He's a hard ass. He's a very old school animal guy.
Well,
very old school animal guy. So he is a hard ass.
So
yeah.
I mean, they did things differently back then. And
mm-hmm.
He'll
push you.
Oh yeah, and that's what those guys do.
You'll earn his respect by being an animal guy. Like, it takes years for him to even consider you as an animal trainer.
Yeah.
And you got to do some really crazy good shit for him to be like, all right, you're now a trainer, even though your job title is animal trainer. You know, you got to do a lot of shit for him to be able to recognize that, because he's done crazy stuff.
I talked with Joel, and we talked with Joel for, God, I don't know, a half hour after we stopped recording. And mm-hmm. man, I wish we were rolling those mics back, you know, during that time too, because we had some great conversation. And it makes me happy that you guys are on good terms. I'd love to get him back in here, or you know, we can meet him at a hotel or something, and talk to him again.
Yeah, I think he would do it.
I want to hear more about you and your career.
More
from Joel.
Oh, from Joel?
Yeah.
See, Joel doesn't know too much.
Well, perfect.
So he's probably just going to tell you the bad shit.
Good. That's okay. What we want to hear.
Awesome. Completely negate everything that I was proud of for the last four podcasts.
So you are, the show's over.
Show's over.
BJ Lawrence from Life's a Binge.
That son of a bitch.
Your last show. Did you know? And he made a beautiful speech.
He did.
Did you know that was going to happen?
I did. Yeah, that's a thing that.
Oh, that's a thing.
That's a thing.
Okay.
For some people, if you've been there for a while and BJ's the host on your last day, it's a thing.
He's going to say something
about you. And it's always really, really nice.
And you came out and we, I mean, we were halfway up the stands. We saw the emotion.
I was crying before I even came out.
That must have been a pretty cool moment.
Do you
remember it?
That's the weird thing. I don't remember a whole lot. The only thing I remember him saying to where I almost started laughing was when he said that I'm one of the best Frisbee dog trainers in the world. When he said that, I was like, you're pushing it, but thanks. I appreciate what you're doing there, B. But
did you believe it, Tim?
So hard.
Okay, enough about your personal life, Tim.
I hate Tim. God damn it, I hate Tim. God.
If you'd like to live with BJ, there's going to be an opening soon.
Damn it. I hate Tim. Thoughts and prayers. BJ was nice. I don't know. Maybe we'll play a clip of it or something.
Yeah, we can punch something in. Yeah, I'll send you the video.
The important parts to make the show happen is our trainers. And ladies and gentlemen, today we have one of our favorite trainers who's working his very last show. Right now, we'd like to bring him out. BJ, come on out, BJ. He has done literally hundreds and hundreds of shows. He has demonstrated the type of love that we respect so much here at SeaWorld, the love and respect for the animals. He's been an absolute pleasure to work with. He has taken his Frisbee dog segment that you just saw, taken it into competitions and become one of the top Frisbee dog trainers in the world, ladies and gentlemen. There are dozens and dozens of folks who are here at the show right now so they can say goodbye to BJ. We are very honored. Very honored to have him with us for the last 6 years. We're going to miss him. A big round of applause for BJ.
Yeah, it was nice. And it was, you know, BJ's been a really good friend of mine. He's been with me since day one. And we've done a lot of really fun stuff together on stage. So for him to kind of send me out, that meant a lot.
It's a good way to go out.
Yeah.
So the show's over. Everyone's right on stage with you afterwards. We're taking pictures. We say goodbye. You're cleaning up. Are you then taking that reflective moment?
I didn't take a reflective moment with the animals. Like right when we were about to leave, I just went on stage when it was like empty for like maybe like 10 minutes and just kind of like walked around. But it wasn't super reflective about like thinking of old stories or funny stuff that's happened or whatever. It was just more, I don't know, like a very quiet, like peaceful way of just saying goodbye. Mm-hmm. I reflected.
I did pretty much the exact same thing at Sea Lion.
Did you?
Which, you know, just all alone, nobody in the crowd, looking around.
It's
pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's weird. Like if you just get down to the core of what we do, I mean, if you want to get rid of, you know, the politics of people and positions and bosses and money sucks and, you know, all of that. Like if you just get down to it, like, you're a grown man with a wife and a child. I am a grown man with
Tim.
Tim. God damn it, I hate Tim. Mm-hmm. but if you get down to the core of it, I mean, what we do is we play with animals in front of thousands of people. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, there's a lot more that obviously goes with it. So no matter how much you really want to complain, you kind of can't, because at the end of the day, you're playing with animals in front of thousands of people, right, who are looking at you like that guy's got it fucking made.
Yeah, we aren't doing brain surgery. We're not putting up fires. We're not being shot at.
I did have to put out a fire once.
All right. Well, with that exception, it's a pretty good gig, and congratulations. So, before we get to the safari park,
right,
how you feeling right now? You got Jeffrey.
I got Jeffrey. Jeffrey's here.
You've been hitting Jeffrey pretty hard.
A little bit.
You feeling all right?
I had a couple cigarettes today. I'm not going to lie to you. I did.
Okay.
I did smoke a little bit today.
Quick tangent. How's that going? Two today, but
how have you been? I think I had three today.
We're going on, what, 6 weeks now? Something like that?
Ish, yeah.
And how are you feeling?
I'm good. Like one every other day, maybe like a couple days. The days leading up to today, I was having one a day. So the last like 4 days, I would have one.
Do you think starting a new job, they're going to be as stressful? And
I don't think it's going to be stressful, no. Okay. I mean, I think it'll just be new and exciting. So I don't think I'll be stressed out.
When do you start? Monday?
Start Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
So you got, what, 4 day weekend?
4 days off to relax with my buddies. I hate Vegas. Oh, there we go. Now we're talking.
It's hot out there.
I love Don Laughlin.
We've talked. We should do a podcast about Laughlin one time.
Yeah.
And just.
Yes. I will get Don to fly his helicopter to the treehouse, and Don Laughlin will be on our podcast.
Don needs to fly us to his hotel.
That's a hard promise to deliver on, but I will do
Don
my best.
Don is going
to
fly us to his hotel. We're going to sit in the penthouse suite.
Of the Riverside?
The Riverside Hotel.
Do you call it a penthouse?
It's kind of the balcony on the fifth floor. It's right above the watch shop.
Right. Yes.
And we'll talk to him about it. So 4 day weekend, you start on Wednesday.
Start Wednesday.
And you're going to be working birds.
Birds.
Pretty much exclusively, right? Birds.
Yeah. As of now, it's exclusively birds. And we have a Red River hog.
A Red River what?
Hog.
Hog.
Yeah.
What is that? A pig?
It's like, yeah, an exotic. Okay. It's an exotic.
Got it.
It's like maybe one level down from a warthog.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it's pretty much just birds. A lot of birds I've never even heard of. I've never seen before. So that's going to be interesting and fun. There are big-ass birds. There's Andean condors and red-tailed hawks and black vultures and African hornbills. All kinds of crazy-ass birds there.
Something I remember from your solo act was you talked about living an hour away from SeaWorld when you first started.
Right.
Now you're going to be living about an hour, 45 minutes.
35.
35?
Yeah.
On a good traffic day, though. Right?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
So.
But our shift is super early, so I'm going to.
You're going to be busting up there.
Before traffic.
Yeah. Obviously, today's BJ is different than 28-year-old BJ where you were late all the time.
Right.
But is that a concern at all?
No, it's not a concern.
Far away you live from work?
No, but I mean, right now it's part-time, so if it got to the point to where I was full-time, then I would consider moving up there, or if the traffic and commute just got, like, excruciating and I didn't want to do with it, then I would consider moving, but I love where I live.
Well, we live in San Diego.
It's, right.
I mean, it's pretty
good. I'm still in San Diego, it's just more inland, so it's going to be a lot hotter. Yeah. Like, I live 10 minutes from the beach, I live 10 minutes away from SeaWorld. The only bad thing about living here is that I fucking hate Tim.
What you go through every day.
It's like having chicken pox. And every day you wake up with like 100 new chicken pox. Uh-huh. And the ones from the day before, someone just put like wax on all of them and just ripped all of the scabs off. That's what living with Tim is like.
So it's
I fucking hate Tim.
Oh, it's a bad thing.
Okay. He's gonna murder you. He's gonna get upset. Yeah. He's getting upset.
He's getting a little hurt. I can see him just sitting
have to have him
over there.
You wanna say something, honey? No?
Oh, you're getting the silent treatment now.
I am.
You're right.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see about the commute and all of that. But
well, buddy, I'm proud of you.
Thank you, my friend.
Congratulations on a hell of a run.
Thank you.
I'm stoked that I was able to make it.
I was glad to come and
support you and congratulations.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Good luck in the next venture.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
And stay tuned for iPhone 7 Plus podcast.
Oh my God, we're not really going to do that.
God,
there's got to be some kind of a tech. Oh my God. This is Tim. This is Tim's doing.
The audience loves it though. Tim is holding Josh up in the air like Simba right now. This is getting
fucking.
This is your orientation for the safari park.
Right. We're going to end it on this one, I guess.
Hey, what do you say I go buy you a beer right now?
Yeah, buddy. Let's go do it.
Let's do it.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to Life Moves Pretty Fast. I am BJ McEvely.
Mike Bissett.
The circle of life.
see you guys next
week. Yeah.
You're going to get evicted.